This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Porcine epidemic diarrhea virus has the reputation of taking the summer off, so to speak, and re-emerging again in cold weather. Dr. Gene Nemchek, technical services veterinarian with Zoetis, is currently working with swine producers and swine veterinarians and says it's time to reevaluate some biosecurity measures.
Well, I think most of them are continuing to think about that, so therefore they're thinking about their transportation issues tend to be a fairly high risk of spreading the virus. And so biosecurity around transportation for pigs in and out of the farms is a very big issue that most of the producers will be concerned about.
One company has released a vaccine for PEDV and another is due out soon, but Nemchek cautions producers not to rely solely on the vaccines.
They haven't really been that great as far as vaccines against the coronavirus, and that's what PED is a coronavirus. And the vaccine on the market now today and the one that's coming on with the conditional license would both be killed vaccines, and those tend to be somewhat less efficacious in controlling the disease.
Some facilities have been successful at eliminating PEDV from a farm, says Nemchek, through biosecurity measures.
Well, there have been production companies and production systems that have been able to eliminate the virus within a herd, and they've been able to do it through very strict biosecurity, very strict sanitation and disinfecting within the farm system. And then they have to be careful that they don't reintroduce the virus back into the farm. So there are farms that have had PED virus and the disease on the farm, but they've been able to eliminate the virus. So their biggest concern is, how do we keep the virus from getting back in if it continues to circulate within the pig environment?
But Nemchek feels, as most do, that more research is needed.
I think that we still need to do a lot more research in following up on why the pig's immune system doesn't seem to give a long-lasting immunity to an infection, because we have pigs that seem to re-break following recovery from the disease. So more in research is needed. Probably more research in production of better vaccines would be very helpful to the producers in controlling the disease.
Both public and private entities are working diligently to find an effective control of PEDV, and Nemchek says it's an ongoing effort.
Oh, it's very serious. It's killed a lot of pigs and had big economic impact on a lot of the pork producers today, and we still don't have a very good control method yet, so we need a better control method.
Technical services veterinarian Dr. Gene Nemchek. Thursday night, the 2014 Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour finished the week-long Corn Belt trip as both the Eastern and Western legs met in Rochester, Minnesota for the final meeting of the tour. Some of the scouts and many of the farmers, brokers, and those that have a stake in agriculture commodities may have been surprised to see some of the lower numbers coming out of Iowa corn and soybean fields on day four, but Peter Meyer, a market analyst with Pyra Research Associates in New York, was not baffled at all. He has made a handful of road trips through the Hawkeye State in recent weeks.
There's been a lot of discussion about central Illinois being so good and less discussion about southern Minnesota and northeast Iowa being so bad. I mean, where it's good, and where it's bad, it's average. So how that's all going to shake out is going to be very interesting to see once we get the harvest and the numbers become a little bit more concrete. The discussion about how tough things are in northeast Iowa and in southern Minnesota, I've seen it for myself now.
Meyer described what he saw on the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour Thursday as not bad, just not Iowa. He says there's no doubt a lot of corn and soybeans are growing nicely from Ohio to South Dakota, but as Meyer looks back on the week, there were a few areas of concern throughout the Corn Belt.
There's obviously record potential out there for both crops, but I mean, there are some really dry areas. Whether you go from Western Ohio, Eastern Indiana is very dry. Western Indiana and Central Illinois have enough moisture to finish. Northern Illinois does not have enough moisture to finish. There are some sections of Iowa that could probably make it, but then there are other areas of Iowa that need some moisture. And up here in Minnesota, while we sat through the rain, it was not enough to make a difference, in my opinion.
Pro Farmer will release final results for the crop tour as a whole today after the closing bell in Chicago. To see the results for yourself, you can go online to www.profarmer.com. The Montgomery County Yield Survey will take place Tuesday, August 26th, starting at 8 a.m. at the University of Illinois Extension Office in Hillsboro. Everyone will break into groups to survey crops across the county to estimate yields, and then meet back at the Extension Office by noon to share the results. If you would like to attend, you can contact Amanda Cole at 217 532-3941. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
All it takes is one visit to the emergency room or one night's stay in the hospital to realize the importance of health insurance. And no matter what your health insurance needs are, Country Financial Representative Wayne Shaver has a policy to take care of those needs, from disability income to long-term care coverage. I am committed to helping you balance your need to protect what you have with your desire to build for the future. In today's world of rising health care costs, you can't afford to be without quality health insurance. From me, Wayne Shaver, your Country Representative in Jerseyville, give us a call at 618-498-5800.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
When you join the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, you are helping to protect the family farm. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau strives through various programs for farmers to keep the family farm profitable. Meanwhile, we provide farmers with up-to-date information to help keep your food supply safe and plentiful too. Farm Bureau also fights government legislation restricting your property rights, and also fights to restrict prime farmland from being converted to non-farm uses. For more information, call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value and concern for you.
With the expected large crop this year, I spoke with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association about storage issues and other things for farmers to watch out for as harvest approaches.
Well, you know, all the ag economists are saying the same thing. They don't see, you know, you're talking 14 billion bushels coming in. Is that a glut? It's going to be a glut. You know, the feedlots aren't, you know, using much more. Ethanol producers are pretty level, so they aren't having increased demand. Food processors are probably pretty much the same way. So there's, you know, demand hasn't increased with the bigger crop, so that has driven that price down. So a lot of people are, you know, saying, well, I'm going to be selling grain at a loss, and what am I going to do with it? Sit on it, or am I going to sell it quick, or what? So it's just a big gamble right now. It's a big unknown, and a lot of people are sitting there saying, I've never seen a crop like this before, but I've also never seen a situation where, you know, I may have a hard time getting rid of it.
And you brought up a good point. This was a year where we really could have used a lot of livestock to help consume this crop, and we just don't have that.
Well, we don't. And the problem is that the feedlots, where a lot of the grain is sent down to, especially down south and southeast, it just, you know, everyone's culled their herds, and it's really kind of backed off on that. You know, so people are coming back saying, well, that means transportation, you know, that, you know, just means that it's going to keep the cost down. Well, the consumer may not see it. I don't know, you know, but the big strategy right now is, I think everyone's saying the same thing, you know, get it in and then figure out what to do with it.
All right. Well, Don, anything else you want to add to that? Any advice to the farmers out there on what to do when they're facing these storage problems?
Well, we got a couple things, really, that, you know, people are going to have to watch real carefully this fall. I mean, it looks like it's going to be a little bit later harvest. You know, we haven't had, we've had a lot of rain, got a lot of soft roadbeds to start off with. Be considerate of that. Make sure that you're watching the roadway, what you're on, especially those oil and chip ones. If it's mushy out there, then you know what it's going to be like underneath. So, you know, watch that real carefully. Number two, looks like harvest is going to be late just because we don't have any dry down or anything. And that means that because it's going to be probably later harvest, it also means daylight will be getting shorter and shorter, and we'll be seeing a lot of people out there in the dusk and the dawn and things like that, to be, you know, real careful to watch what you see out there, and to be cognizant of the fact that going to be combines, there's going to be trucks out there, and there's going to be just a lot of traffic all over the place. And then also, if you're driving on the highways, you know, There's going to be a lot of equipment on the highway. So, you know, watch for that slow-moving emblem, you know, the slow-moving vehicle emblem, and watch for the flashing lights because, you know, we just don't, a lot of safety issues out there that we want to, you know, really stress this time of the year. You know, we're getting down near the end of, not getting down near the end, but we're seeing a lot of construction starting to wrap up, and so people are, you know, get a little bit more comfortable being on roads. But just be careful for all the farm equipment that's going to be out there.
Exactly. We say this every single year, but it's always important because we always want a safe harvest season.
Well, and especially, you know, with everyone's pushing safety. I mean, that's the number one thing. State of Illinois is pushing very hard safety programs that involves motorists, not just trucks, but cars, you know, anybody on the road. Please don't be texting while you're driving. You know, those slow-moving equipment, you know, comes up real quick when you're on the highway. If you're coming over a rise in the road, be careful there, too, because that equipment's going to be there, and it may be too late for you if you're sitting there texting and driving or doing something else in the car. So be careful.
Again, that was Don Schaefer with the Midwest Truckers Association.